In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Today is the 40th day since our Lord's blessed resurrection, and it marks the end of his visible reign on earth. As we heard through this evening's epistle from the book of Acts, chapter 1, the apostles who had come to Jerusalem at the approach of Pentecost were assembled together in the cenacle, which is also the dining room, or it's also been referred to as the upper room. And it is here where our Lord appeared to them and shared in the last meal with them. And afterwards, Jesus leads them outside of the city on the Bethany side of the Mount of Olives, to the highest point on the mountain, which overlooks the capital, where he raises himself up towards the sky. This was at midday. And as the scripture tells us, a great cloud hid him from their sight. And two angels now stood before them, saying unto the disciples, "This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." And as I pondered their retort to the apostles, my first thought was to try and place myself in the disciples' shoes. What must have been going through their minds in witnessing such an event? I imagine some were astounded, vexed even. In one moment, their risen Lord is walking and talking with them. And the next, a cloud in his place and two men dressed in white now speaking to them. Others, no doubt, heard the message of the angels, but the gravity of the event most likely hadn't set in yet. And I can only imagine, after such a holy ordeal, that the collective word murmured to one another was, "Okay, what now?" Seconds ago, he who trampled down death by death, he who raised the dead, he who restored sight to the blind, he who fed thousands from mere scraps, he was here. He was with us. And everything made sense. Everything was good. And we could always rely on him and him alone to save us. And now he's gone. Gone to his throne in heaven, yes, but gone from their hearts and from the hearts of us here who have gathered together tonight, that is impossible. Nothing can take that away from us, because we have been sealed in Christ by way of our baptism and our pursuit every day to be holy as he is holy, ensures that Christ is in our hearts and ever shall be. And when we live in such a way, we exhibit the courage and same measure of faith that the apostles had on that day, for they received the news with great joy. This day when Christ ascended into the heavens, if they had instead felt sorry for themselves at his leaving, if they had allowed doubt and helplessness to set in, if they truly believed Christ to be gone and absent from their hearts, if they didn't believe in Christ's promise to send the Holy Spirit upon them but a few days from now, then, my friends, we would not be here this evening. And Christ would merely be a historical relic in the minds of very few modern-day historians, if not forgotten altogether. Praise God for their faith. Praise God for yours. For you are proof of their labors, that their faith was not in vain. Your faith is proof that Christ has ascended in his glory to his Father in heaven, who, as John chapter 14 affirms, has gone to prepare a place for you. Let us therefore raise our hearts to Christ and ask that we may dwell with him in spirit in those heavenly places he now resides in, where one day we will dwell with him, the apostles, and all the saints in our risen bodies. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.